Well, so the Gemara continues, Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, we're in the middle of trying to find the Makar, the din of Prisha of Yom HaKippurim. That means the Kohen Gadol, we know the Makar, is the Chaper. But maybe it means something else, maybe it means Karbonas. We're in the middle of the Sugya, maybe it means Shmini Atzeres, which after all is also Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echad. It's one day. So it's comparable to Miluim. Why does the Chaper mean? Yom Kippur, maybe it means Shmini Atzeres. Now, Stam a musadik avort al pidrush, Reb Chaim Stutzen and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, "Vos lemaisa, what did the Kohen Gadol do for 7 days in Lichas Parhedrin? We know he was there for 7 days. What did he do there for 7 days? Fashteitzach, he prepared the Avodah Zarah Mikipurim. He learned Yuma, Galant Yuma, Aomer Atog. But what did he do besides that? Dr. Reb Chaim al pimusa stated in Parshas Achei, Achei Moi Shnei Bnei Aaron bekovosam lefnei Hashem vayomusu, and then it says the parsha of Avodah Zarah Mikipurim." What's the Hakdoma, Achim Moshe Nebi Aaron, relevant to Avodah Zarah Kippurim? So he says, the Medrash says, one of the reasons of the Korvosom, Lefnei Hashem V'Yemusu, Bechetom Meisu. What's Bechetom? One of the reasons the Medrash brings, Shloi Notlu Eitzah Zeh Mizeh. So he says, the Loi Notlu Eitzah Zeh Mizeh means they only thought about themselves. The Eigenkeit, meaning, how could I be miskaived to the Eibishter? The Korvosom, Lefnei Hashem V'Yemusu. Medav Trachten Fa'a Zweiter, Fa'a Chave, Fa'a Bruder. So he didn't think about them. So that was the Musa Haskell, he said, for 7 days was a Beis HaMusa. Chaim was a Musa.
For 7 days, they were delved into the parasha of Bekovosim Nefesh Hashem Vayamusa Shloi Notlu Eitzah Zeh Mizeh, meaning Shloi Nogu Kovet Zeh Mizeh, to realize you have to think and tracht about someone else. Once you empathize, once you feel for your brother, so Melech Shaykh, you could be able to misvade too. That was the Eka Avoida. V'chipe ba'ade ba'ad beis ba'ad kol Yisrael.
How's it Shaykh to misvade for someone else? It's not my chet. Shad is when you feel for someone else, atke dekach, they can be. That's the parasha he says of Shivas Yomin. But the Gemara says now that the Prisha Shivli Yomechot, around six lines before Beis on the Beis, on the bottom. So maybe it means Shmini Atzeres, it's Shivli Yomechot. Zog the Gemara, Donin Dovashen Kedush Shalafonov, meaning Yom Kippur is no Kedush Shalafonov, Dovashen Kedush Shalafonov, which is Miluim. Vein Dovin Dovashen Kedush Shalafonov, meaning Shmini Atzeres has Sukhs in front of it, Dovashen Kedush Shalafonov. And Sukkot, we said, it's not because it's Shiva L'Shiva. Zogma v'lav kavach choymru, hasha dovashen kedush lefonov, madach by miluim. Where there's no kedush lefonov, you need prisha. Dovashen kedush lefonov, like kol shekain, so for sure needs prisha. Shmini Atzeres, so for sure needs prisha. Omer ha mesha'ashe loy hazeksiv, kozeh, shteitin posuk, kasha osa b'yoyim hazeh, kasha osa b'yoyim hazeh, then tziva Hashem lasis l'chaper. B'yoyim hazeh means kozeh, that's like miluim. Miluim, there was no kedush lefonov. Now, Tois on the bottom, as a geshmak of kasha, Tois right before that says, Kapora de Korbonus, on the one before he says, Kapora de Korbonus doesn't mean only Korbonus. It means Yom Kippur is avad chelik of the Korban. It just means also other Korbonus. But Tois on the bottom asks, that Afagav, you're telling me now that Yom Kippur is Dermel Milum, there's no Kedush Lefonov. Afagav, the Shabbos Lefonovu, Shabbos Lemaise Lefonov is a Kedusha, so it's vital not en Kedush Lefonov. Loi Kachoshiv, El Kachoshiv Yontiv, the Toli Bebezdin. Ava Kedusha Shabbos Kviv Kaima. Tosis says that the fact that Yom Kippur has a Shabbos before it, that's not called Kedusha Lefonov. That's Kviya V'Kaima. Mashenkin Yontav, which is Kedusha's Bezdin, so Mela, that is only that's called Kedusha Lefonov. And then Tosis says, so that won't be considered Kedusha Lefonov. V'idi yesh Kedusha Shabbos Lefonov. And then Tosis fears always, Yom Kippur and Miluim both have Kedusha Lefonov. So fact that it's Sivim, Merayim Yisodah, what do you mean? There's a Havamina that there's no Shabbos Lefonov? Every week there's a Shabbos. Tosfos need to spell out that Shabbos and that Yom Kippur and Miluim both have Kedush Lefonov, so they're equal? Because it has Shabbos Lefonov? Well, you would think there's no Shabbos Lefonov? So Netziv says a beautiful pshat. The bottom Tosfos is on Beis on the Beis. He says, the pshat is, when the Gemara is a Havamina, that you want to say Shmini Atzeres, it's because Kedush Lefonov is a Milah God. Why is it a Milah? Because since Miluim, the first Miluim, the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin says, was Yom Echad LeMiluim was on a Sunday, Yom Rishon. So in Mela, it was a back-to-back Kedusha. The original Miluim was back-to-back. It was Kedush Lefonov. It was Sunday. So Shabbos before. So maybe Shmini Atzeres has got a Milah to learn out from there, that it should be comparable. Why? Because it's Kedush Lefonov. Masha Ein Kein, Yom Kippur is not Kedush Lefonov. Meaning the Kedush Lefonov, that it was specifically, Yom Kippur is not always after Shabbos. Yom Miluim was after Shabbos. It was a back-to-back Kedush Lefonov. So Mamela, that was the Havin of Shmini Atzeres.
Kamashmal and Kvita Kaim is not called the Kedusha Lefonov.
So this we got up to. Zog di Gemoga, Ravashi Yomar, Mi committed the Ik, another Teretz, why it's not going to Shmini Atzeres. Besides Hazeh, Ravashi Yomar, Mi committed the Ik, Regal, Loi Boi Prisha. If the Ik, Regal, we said Sukkot doesn't need Prisha, why? Because it's Shiva L'Shiva. So Tafel Didei, Shmina Tetzin, only Tafel to Sukkos. Boy, Prisha needs Prisha. Va'afilu man da'oma Shmini Regel b'fanatim. And even if you're going to say Shmina Tetzin, the Egen Yontif, that means you make a Shachiyonu, that's only Legabe the following dinim, Hani Mila Inyan, Pezak, Shav. We'll see in a second what they are. But Legabe, the Etzim Din Yoim, it's Tafel. Avalini Tashlumin, Tashlumin the Rishonu. It's Be'etzim Meshach Shayach to Sukkos. It's a tashlumin. So if Sukkos doesn't need, because we said Prisha L'Shiva L'Shiva doesn't make sense, so it doesn't make sense that Shmini Atzeres would have, because it's only a tofel to Sukkos. Why? How do we know that it's only a tofel? If someone did not bring the Korm Chagiga on Sukkos the first day, then Choygig V'Hoylich Kol HaRegel Kuloi, he's been Muslim 7 days, V'Yontiv Achim Shel Chag, and including Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, he can be Muslim the Korm Chagiga. So the fact that you can be Maslim must be it's Meshach Shayach to Sukkos. You're not going to be Maslim on a Yontem B'fnei Atmoy. The fact that you're Maslim, it must have a Shayach to Sukkos. Now, the question is, before we see Pesach Keshav, the Achonim Bavon, just because there's a Din Tashlumin means it's Meshach Shayach, we know Shavuah says it, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet, Shavuah says Din Tashlumin also. That means if you did not bring a Korban Chagiga on Shavuah, you bring it for 7 days. Anyone who's going to say that the Yemei Choyl has a Shayach to Shavuah, is a Kedushas Yontev after Shavuos. So what, the fact that you're Mashlim doesn't mean it's Meshach Shaykh. Why is it Tofel to the Sukkos just because it's Din Hashlomah? Hashlomah and Tofel doesn't mean, not Toli Zebzeh. It's a Din Hashlomah. Who said it's a Chelik of Sukkos? So just like Shavuos, Choyl is not Shaykh to Sukkos, to Shavuos. So the truth is, the Choynim Taka say, State on Nishtazoy. And first, Chok Yankov, because the Mechabe says in Hilchos Pesach that if you not make Shechiyonu on the first night of Pesach, you can have 7 days to be Mashlim Shechiyonu. Just like Chanukah, if you didn't say the first, you can be Mashlim. So to Sukkos. And Zok the Mechaber, Vuadin B'chol Yontif, you can be Mashlim. So Pashas, it means Pesach and Sukkos, because Pesach and Sukkos is 7 days to be Mashlim, because it's 7 day Yontif. Zok the Chok Yankov, Afanot, and Hilchos Pesach, Moritik Chiddush, Lachaloch, it's not like that, the Mishabur says. But Al Kaponim, he says, you can make a Shechiyonu after Shavuos if you did not make a Shechiyonu. That's why Taka don't say Tachnun. In Yerushalayim, they don't say others. Ashkenaz says 7 to how many days? But the point is, he says a Chiddush Din, you can make a Shechiyonu 7 days after Shavuos. So Mele, we see that it's Taka, the Yemei Chol, and not Stem Yemei Chol, the Meshach Shaykh to Shavuos. So the fact that there's a Din Tashlumin means it's Shaykh to the original Yom. That's Stam Chol is Shaykh to Shavuos. It's a Shtik Shavuos. For Raya, you can make a Shechiyonu. And Mishabur says it's a Kemada Brochel of Atola, Sovik Brochas, and it's Bal Toysev if you make. We don't pass like the Chol Yankov. But the Svara Kapon, we see that the fact that it's Din Tashlumin makes it connected. So Shmini Atzeres, you can be mashed in the Chagiga, is Meshach Shach, the Sukkos, so it's Tafel.
You have one Zachter Tashlumin, it's connected, but you have Zachter, you have one against six. Why are you overweight there? I want to think differently. Yeah. The Raya is not from the fact of Tashlumin, from the price of the Yom Tov HaHachu Shalchav, because the Raya is from the price
right.
Of...
We extend the Tashlumin,
no,
correct.
Not beside that, because you extend it. No, but the Raya calls it Yom Tov HaHachu. From those three words.
That's word Achen. Okay.
That's right. It's a male. Okay.
But then you lose the whole stikotari of Shavuos. The Chag Yankov.
Everything falls off. I'm saying.
Okay, I hear.
David writes in those three words. It's haste, Yom Tov
Achen. Achen means the connected.
You have
okay, so let's see. I hear, I hear. Very good. The aim of Pesach Keshav. What's the mile in Pesach Keshav? Let's see what Pesach Keshav is. Zogt Pesach Keshav. Zogt Rashi.
It's the sister Shlomo before it quotes the Mishnah. Right? So that means the Gemara is answering
it from
Tishlumah. It's
clear.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just being moisif that it's a yont. It's called yont of Achen. Achen is Meshach Shaykh. Okay, it's yont of Achen. I mean, we see it's Meshach Shaykh. If someone says Chag Asukas Hashmini Atzeres, it's Yoytze. It's supposed to say Shmini Chag Atzeres by Tefillah, but you're Yoytze. So we see it's Meshach Shaykh. We'll see, even though it's a number of Pesach Keshav, it doesn't go with numbers. We'll see soon in the Rashi. What is the Pesach Keshav? Zogt Rashi. Pizar Pais La'atzmoy. It has the egg in the Pais. So even though it has eigenkeit, shame pais before chag esel mishmoris, all the parachag do not have pais by the mishmoris. They're just shorties of mishal shloys. Masha einkin by parsha shmini, it mafisin olav. Zman meaning you make your eigen shachiyonu on shmini atzeres. Regel atzmoi she ein shame chag asukas olav. So Rashi says no chag asukas olav. So pashas that means that there's a bracha that you make by Birchas Hamazon, you make, and by Tefillah you make Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That means the Egen Yontif. It's an Egen Chag. It's not called Sukkos. Tosfos glad it brings this Rashi and Yoshim B'Sukkah, like Abedin of Yisuvi Yasvinon, meaning that it's not Sukkos. And it's Yisuvi, that's Tzvek of the Yoyma, but it's not called Sukkos. But the point is, What did you say? You make a shachiyonu. That's man in the chanami. Zman is mile of shachiyonu. The next thing is regular atzmoi. Regular atzmoi means it's not called the same sukkas. Besides shachiyonu, you also say shmini chagatzeres. Now, like I said, if you say sukkas, you take a yoitza. But because it's taka toffel, there's two nekudas over here. On the one hand, it's eigenkeit, but on the other hand, it's also toffel. V'arai, if you say tzukas yoytza. Even in the loshen, we say it's meduktuk. We say shmini chag atzeres. All Yom Tov we say chag pesach, chag sukkos. Why do we say shmini chag? The word chag is in the middle. Shmini chag atzeres or svart says shmini atzeres a chag atzeres. It's taka chag b'fnei atzmoi. But it's shmini. The first is shmini chag atzeres. It doesn't upshot. It's preempted with a chag asukos or chag pesach. It's shmini chag atzeres. So we see it has both. It's a shtickle. It's eigenkeit. It's a chag, but at the same time it's taka toffel. So that's what the taka means. Eigenkeit, but it's taka toffel.
What's called shmini taka? It's own chag. It's
that's what I'm saying. The ik is toffel. You ask pesach shavuot more. It's toffel. The ik is toffel. V'arai, even in the pesach shavuot it's toffel. There's a din sukos. You yotze besukos. Even in the chag we call it chag, but chag in the middle. That's regular atzmoi. Let's see the next one. Korban la'atzmoi. Shein korban shovel chol shayim moiz achag. Shekulam porim merubim. All of them have porim merubim. Ve'elim shnayim yudal kvosim. Ve'kam par echod. It's egen apar. Shir la'atzmoi. That's bezak kashav. Shir. Shein shir shovel chol shayim. Shir is yimei achag. Kol shir yimei achag medabe be'ein gezel mat nesaniyim. Ve'oysen shachol ha'moid. Mefugish b'shach suka. Humvi. Ve'shach shmini atzeres. Ein emein osif. Ve'loi pir shalon eiz ha'shir. What's the shir? So Tosfos right away says, in the small Tosfos shir, they say alashminis, v'shemo gam alaviyim oyim oyim oyso v'es hamikdash, and that's taka the shir. And the goyin in Ma'aser Rav, the goyin has all the different shiras every yontif. So he says this was taka. He says shemo. He says this was the shiras alaviyim. You're a levi. The shiras alaviyim is the shir shal yoyim that based on mesachas soifrim was taka in the base hamikdash. The Ritva Grada says that shir la'atzma means that usually when Shabbos is in between, so that day shir gets pushed up to the next day. If Shabbos is on Yom Dalet, then Yom Dalet Shir, you'll say on Yom Hei. If Shabbos is Yom Hei Shir, you say Yom Vov. But if Shabbos is Yom Zayin, then you don't say Zayin Shir and Yom Ches. You say Shmini Atzeres, Shir Lefnei Atzmoi. Oh, what's the last one? Broch La'atzmoi? Broch La'atzmoi, Broch Shem Vochen, Tfilas Chei HaMelech. They made a broch for the king by Dovid HaMelech, the Mfush B'Tsefta, the Sukkah, Al Shem, B'Yoyim HaShmini Sholach HaSom, B'Yavorches HaMelech, B'Yavorch the Melech. That is how Rashi learns Pesach Kashav. Now, there's a machlokes we're showing him exactly what Pesach Kashav is. I'll just briefly say the other shitas. Rashi learns the Gabi regular atzmoi she'ein shem chagasukas olof. That means you say shmini atzeres, you don't say chagasukas. Tosfos brings Rashi ein yoshim besukas. That's number one. Now, in the etzim din regular, Ben Tam argues it doesn't mean that it's regular atzmoi ein shem chagasukas. Ben Tam says two other pshatim. One pshat he says that the yontiv itself is mechayev lina. The din of ufaniso baboyke v'olachdo. That means you have to stay. You have to stay shmini atzeres till the next morning. You can't go back that night. Motzei yontif. It's a regel b'fnei atzmoi le'inyan lina. And another pshat he says le'inyan the din of shloishim da'avelis. He makes a cheshbon. There's 21 days. That means lo'eleinu someone has a p'tira avelis erev yontif. So erev yontif you finish the shiva. Shiva is the counts like seven. One day counts like seven. Yontif itself is another seven. That's 20. That's 14. And Shmini Atzeres is another seven. That's 21. So Chof Alef Yoim. So it's Melech. It's Shaiach to the Minyan Avelis. Regel B'fnei Atzmoi that it adds on to the Minyan Avelis to come close. It's Amash and Gantz Shloishim, but it comes to the number 21.
If somebody has Avelis not Erev Yontif the next day, so then it's Shiva.
Then of course. Yes, then of course. Yes, right. Then you don't have the Shiva before. Now, that's one machloikas legabre din of regel. Then Tosfos says broch la'atzmoi. Rashi learns that's gabre the melech. Tosfos that learned regel not legabre birchamozen. So he says broch is going on birchamozen tefillah. There's another pshat in regel b'fnei atzmoi. The Ramban says in Sukkah daf memches. He says if let's say a person had a p'tur of aliyah l'regel, whatever the reason was, he had a p'tur aliyah l'regel oilas ria because he was a chiger. And let's say on Chol HaMoed was nistalik the p'tur, he remains potter. Once you're potter, then even though the p'tur is nistalik, you remain potter, like an oinen. An oinen, once he wasn't chayv to daven, there's no din tashlumin. If he was chayv, shachas ready before and then became oinen, then tashlumin. But if he started as an oinen, there's no din tashlumin. Zot Ramban, Shmini Atzeres, even though it was nistalik, because it was nistalik the p'tur, you would be chayv, even though usually there's no tashlumin when you were potter. He says, if you brought it on Sukkos, you don't have to bring an oilas ria on Shmini Atzeres. But if you didn't, even though you had a p'tur, and it was nistalik the p'tur, you would be chayv on Shmini Atzeres. One more nekuda, which is negated today, is Pesach Sheni. So the machlekes in the sugim psachim, the machlekes in the sugim psachim tzadihei, if Pesach Sheni is tol lina, the yichidim that brought Pesach Sheni would have to have lina or not. The machlekes in the sugim tzadihei. So the question is, what do you mean? Even if you bring a carbon in a weekday, you tol lina. So why would you not? Teretz is because Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin dika akrova. Tashlumin doesn't require lina. It's the yoim that requires lina, like Tosis says. The yontif is requires lina. For nisav abayikum, it's not the yontif. So Pesach Sheni, the question is that a yontif because it's yichidim dika yontif or not? We don't say tachna today. Yes.
If somebody didn't eat matzah last night, can eat today?
No, you're not yoitz matzah. No, garnished. No? Garnished.
Oh, you had to eat last night. I ate last night.
You didn't have to eat last night. Make it a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of eating matzah. Garnished.
It's only the one night.
The chanish was makbid not to eat matzah because people are going to say, like you said, a mitzvah of matzah is a mgoyim yachluah medaf esen matzah. Chas v'shalom. It's bal toisif. You want to have a minute to eat, you can eat. Nice reminder. But machnish a mitzvah to esen matzah. You shouldn't even make achilas matzah in a seba.
No. So the chazonish...
We're going off track. Zog the gemara weiter. It's a minig, I'm not being vatal, chas v'sholem. Take the matzah, eat the matzah, machine matzah, hand matzah. Those eight machines probably don't have the minig. But you have the matzah, but that's not, don't make, it's nitzka mitzvah. We don't say tachnu, that yes. Zog de Gemara. Now, interesting, Tosis Shonim, we'll just speak out the kasha. Tosis Shonim has a kasha, a few lines down. Rashi doesn't argue on a din afeilus, right? Rashi doesn't argue on his din. So what's wrong? It's not like Pesach Halacha Mesh Misinai. Pesach Hashav could be many things. What's the episode? There's no Machloikas. V'kosha. Kulu de lichshav kol chad de chavre in Pesach Hashav. Rashi argues on the din Avelis. Of course he's masking that it's Chof Aleph is Yemashim Chof Aleph Yoim. So why does he say that it's regular gabi this, not gabi that? Let it be both. So our thinking could be that Rashi's, at least gabi de Avelis question, you have to work out all of them. Rashi is looking for things that are eigenkeit. Bifnei Atzmoy. It's a regular for Atzmoy. Shmini Atzmoy is the egg in the din. Avelis is a din that it's muslim to the previous days. It's Ashlomadik a din. We're not looking for something that's connected to previous. We're looking for something that's egenkeit. That's all worked in Rashi Shita. In the Gemara, I mean, Bifnei Atzmoy. So Rashi's saying things, at least the Gabi, the Machlokes and Avelis. Avelis is, of course, it's egg in the seven. But it's connected to be muslim, Laminyan Shloshim, that you're holding by 21. So Meli Yitaka left it out. Then he brings Rabbi Tam in the Payet was Taki Yosad that Shmini Atzeres Lelina veleshloishim, meaning these two pshatim Rabbi Tam's two shittas. Zok the Gemara. So again, so the Gemara's teretz is very clear. The Gemara had a kasha Shmini Atzeres. The first teretz of the Gemara says state hazeh. Hazeh means that it has to be not a kedusha lefonov. And Ravashi's teretz, the second teretz is that it can't be that Shmini Atzeres would require a prisha because it's a tuffle to the ikka. And if the ikka doesn't need, sukkah doesn't need because it's shiva l'shiva, so it can't be that the tuffle would require a prisha. Why is it a tuffle? Pesach Hashav means it's regular b'fnei atzmoy. Pesach Hashav doesn't make it that it's not tuffle. The ikka is that it's tuffle v'raya, you can have it din tashlumin, just like by Shavuos. The Chok Yankov says, even in a weekday you can say shachiyonu. That means it's meshach shachtu, to Shavuos, because he can't make a Shechiyonu in the weekday. What does weekday have to do with Shechiyonu? Teretz is Meshach Shayach. So we're also, the Tashlumin makes it that it's Meshach Shayach to the Ikka Sukkos. And if the Ikka doesn't have, so Kol Shekhen, the Tofel doesn't have, that's the second Teretz of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, a new Kasha. Ve'eimo Atzeres, a new Kasha. Maybe it's going on Shavuos, Atzeres. After all, Atzeres is Prisha Shivli Yamechot. It's Shiva L'Yomechot. There's a Prisha Shiva Yomim you can do for Yomechot. Shavuos, we have Sveika the Yomim, but it's one day, really. So Shavuos is one day. So Ibazoi, maybe it's going on the Korbonus of Shavuos, Mechetes, it's Yom Kippur, L'chape, who says it's going to Yom Kippur? Ve'em the Prisha Shiva L'Yomechot. Zogma, ve'em atzer the Prisha Shiva L'Yomechot. Omer Reb Abba, donin par echot v'ayel echot mi par echot v'ayel echot. That means, on Yom Kippur, there was one par and one aisle. And Miluim, there was one par and one aisle. Lafuke atzeres the shnei elim ninu. There was two elim, it was two shtei alechem. There were two elim. So because you want to compare, even though it's shivel echad, but you want to do something where the korbanos are more similar to miluim, as much similar as similarity you can, you see, that's where you want to tie chin lechaper. So the limud avad is going on Yom Kippur. Zog Rashi, donin par echad. Avodas Musaf Yom Kippurim, Pa Echad Vayel Echad, Avodas Shmini Limlum, Pa Echad Vayel Echad, Chsiv, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Boker Lechatos. It says clearly in the Pasuk, Vayom El Aaron, Kach Lecho Egel Ben Boker Lechatos, Vayel Oilo. Ayel Oilo, so it's Pa Echad Vayel Echad, Lafuke Shtei Alechem, which had Shtei Elim. Zog Dumo, that's Machloike Shnuya. Henich Lamando Ma Yom Kippurim, Is Taka Ayel Echad. Ein Chanami, Yom Kippur is Ayel Echadu. Elamando Ma Shnei Elim Ninu. If Yom Kippur Gufa was two Elim, then Yom Kippur is not more Meyuchas than Atzeres, than Shavuos. Both two Elim. So what? So what's happens the limud of the chaper? What's special about Yom Kippur?
It was the power and power and Nile. It had extra Nile, but it was the power and Nile.
Oh, so that's Tosis Kashin. The Maschah Elam and Domesh Ne'elim. That Atzeres Lemaisa had more than one power, so it's less Doima. And he answers by Atzeres Le'olam Mitzat Chovis Yom. There was one. Just the other ones were Midin Musaf. So again, Zok the Gemara. If Yom Kippur has two Elim, so then Michael Meimar. Lemando Meshnei Elim Ninu Michael Meimar. The Tanya. What's the Machlokes in the Braisa? Rabbi Omer. Ayel Echad Omekan, meaning there's two parshas. The parsha in Achrei Mois, where it's Ayel Echad, and there's another parsha who are Omer b'chumish apkudim. In Pkudim, in Parshas Pinchas, by the Korbanos, it says v'kavtem oil Hashem par ben boka Ayel Echad. So if you're going to say it's the same thing, the Torah repeats itself. Usually in Dvorim, Mishnah Torah repeats itself. But if there's a man Omer that says that v'shteit in Pinchas is a repetition of an Achrei Mois, so then Yom Kippur is not two Elim. Yom Kippur is like a one. It just repeated the Ayel over there is the Ayel over here. So henicha lemando omer that what? That it's taka one, zog de gemara, henicha lemando omer yom kippurim aylechdu, el lemando omer she'elim ninu, maik lemem retanyi, rabbi yom aylechdu omer kan, in achim ois. Hu omer b'chum mishapikudim, that's in Pinchas. However, rabbi lezer b'shimen omer, shnei elim heim, meaning when you can't Pinchas, and you can't achim ois, then yom kippah had two taka. Echad omer kan, ve'echad omer b'chum mishapikudim. So ebezoi, it's taka not any different than atzeres. And for the Gemara, Afilu Teimer Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Even if you're going to Rav Lozer Rav Shimon Shita, that it's Taka two Elim and Yom Kippur, and Miluim is one, and Atzeres is also two. So why is it Taka not Atzeres? Afilu Teimer Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Hosom Chad LeChoyves Hayoyim VeChad LeMusofin. That means Choyves Hayoyim is one. In Achrei Mois, that's Choyves Hayoyim, and the other one that's mentioned, even if it's the second one, it's a Musaf Dikadin. Musaf Gufa means Tosefes on the original, but the Choyves Hayoyim is Taka one. Lafuki atzeres de tavayu chovis hayoyim ninu. Shtei alechem is mechayev chovis hayoyim too. There's a difference if it's a chovis hayoyim dekakrova or it's a tos musaf. Musaf means tosefes. Tosefes means addition. But it's not the chovis hayoyim. So vibalt, even if you hold that it's taka two different numbers, two different elim, but the second one is a tosefes on the first. So mele it's taka l'oilam one mitzat chovis hayoyim. Miluim is one chovis hayoyim. Masheng and atzeres is two chovis hayoyim. Zogt Rashi, hosam chad chovis hayoyim, haud achimois, chovis hayoyim. The ain't a kolam musaf. V'loksiv also milvad oilas habayikim. Milvad means it's a tosefes. Over there, don't say milvad. Kirechsiv v'cholam musafim milvad oilas habayikim. The mashma zem moisav advar yoyim v'yoyimoy. Mashenken atzeres tavay chovis hayoyim ninu. If what is the chovis hayoyim? Chovis shtei alechem. Ksiv v'kraftem al alechem ve'elim shnoyim v'chovis hayoyim demiluim ayel lechad udavim. Mashenken ayel and by miluim milvad was tak only one. So in Mela, the Gemara comes out, the reason why Atzeres is not the Lechaper, because it ends up being that Atzeres is not Doima as much to Miluim as Yom Kippur is. Because Atzeres, at the end of the day, is what's it called? Is Chovis HaYoyim is two Elim, Masha'enki Yom Kippur, it's one. Even Lamad Omer that it's two, it's not the Chovis HaYoyim, the second one, it's a Musaf Dikadin. So Mela, we compare it to Miluim. Now the man the Omer that says Ayel Echad the Omer Kan who Omer B'chumash HaPekudim, so the Biskrov in Sefer in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim has a shtickle and he says that man the Omer held that Bibalt it was written by the Chovis HaYoyim and it's the same one by Musafim. So even though it's one Ayel, but there's two dinim in this Akrova. It's Akrova midin Musaf and midin Chovis HaYoyim. Zok the Mornes Kasha Ve'eimer Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is taka one day. Okay, it's Yom HaRichta, even if it's 2 days. But Midrash, it's 1 day. Even if it's Tei Kedusha, it's 1 day. Be'etzim, it's 1 day. So you have a Prishash, maybe the Kapora is going a Prishash Shiva before Rosh Hashanah, Nish Yom Kippur. It is no Kedusha Lefonov. Ve'em Rosh Hashanah, the Prishash Shiva Liyom Echadu. Omer Bavo'u. Again, you want to find the closest similarity to Miluim. Donin Par Va'ayil Shaloi, Mi Par Va'ayil Shaloi. Par Va'ayil Shaloi means that it's the Kohen himself paid for it. What does that mean? Zog Drashi. Donin Par Shaloi. By miluim it's mishaloi. It states kach lecho egel. Lecho means from your pocket. Uviyam ikum nami kapar v'al mishaloi bezoyz yavan ala kodesh. Bepar ben boker. That's bezoyz yavoy. That means aren't egel akrova. Lafuke atzeres v'rosh Hashanah the tzibaninu. Rashi puts in, and the Gemara puts it in. Some take it out because we already answered atzeres. Lafuke atzeres v'rosh Hashanah, which is tzibur, which is not l'cha. So here we're saying that be'etzim you could have answered atzeres is not is shel tzibur.
Unlike Yom Kippur, which is like miluim, which is shelcha, your own. But some take it out because we already answered atzeres is different because it's shteyelim.
Because that's what we're asking on Rosh Hashanah. But you can answer be'etzim atzeres and Rosh Hashanah have the same teretz. That what? The tzibur ninu. Because the taka comes from tzibur. Now the Gemara continues and says, that means when it says l'cho, it means your own. Lafuke, when it says v'yikro elecho shem and zayis, it means shal tzibur. V'asei l'cho, or like it says about the chatzoytis, asei l'cho, it means shal, your own expense. Then mishalcho. Eleman the omai, even l'cho is not a diuk. Mishal tzibur, so Michael and Meimar, so we have to still answer the kasha. Eimer Rosh Hashanah. We'll see you mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll see you on the base.